Pull on your wool socks and gather close around the fire. New Belgium Brewing Company toasts to the season with their Belgian-inspired glassware, full of Tubolo Winter Ale, a tasty winter warmer with a hoppy palate. While the weather outside may be frightful, the beer inside is delightful. New Belgium encourages you to follow your folly to newbelgium.com, where hoppy sing-alongs, giveable glassware, and cheer can be found.
This is The Shorts, and you're listening to The Dirtbag Diaries.
The alarm goes off. 4 a.m. is what I see. A new day begins. In reality, this day started 2 days prior, with a simple decision to ride to work. In order to lighten my load, my clothes go the day before. In short order, I'm rolling. The bike floats down the road, as if 190 pounds didn't exist on its back. This is the one time in my life that I feel light and lean. A chill runs through my body. Is it my heightened senses, or just an early respite from the 100-degree day soon to come? Flutter, swoop, a slap upside the head. I was just the victim of a misguided beacon of electrical fields. A bat. Soon lights approach from behind. Farm workers pass on their way to another early day of thankless, back-breaking work. Thank you. Another flurry. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a farm dog out for his pre-dawn exercise. As the miles pass by, I am serenaded by the local coyotes. They remind me that I am not alone. This is all drowned out when the fields give way to the asphalt connector 43. Semis blow by. Dead cars lay in the shadows. I ride a fine line, the white line.
How did you decide to start bike commuting?
It's just far enough of a commute for me to, make a difference, 2-3 times a week. I ride my bike a long ways, a lot longer than that on the weekends and training rides and one thing and another. And it was just like, there's no reason why I can't throw a change of clothes on my back or at work and then just do it there.
How far is the commute?
It's 20 miles one way. Not difficult. I think what makes it challenging or different or exciting is kind of the time. We live in the kind of the South Central Valley in California, and it's all agriculture. So, it's one thing to ride through the agriculture fields and stuff, during the daylight, but there's all kinds of fun things that kind of pop out at you, usually, farm dogs and things like that. So every time I do it, I experience something sticks in my head, and it may just be one particular experience.
My legs remind me that I've always been a wheel sucker, lover of the draft. No draft here, only the repetitive grind of the chosen gear. The fields are gone, urban sprawl abound. I'm in the heart of Kings County, Hanford. It's different now, dodging dumpsters, street sweepers, and red lights. The city also possesses the underappreciated. Another bike with two attached trailers, each with its own designated recyclable. He moves under the cloak of darkness, avoiding the judging eyes of society. But as is any road, they all lead to Starbucks. Three, in fact.
The days that I find myself wanting to ride to work the most are the days that I'm least looking forward to work itself. When you ride and you've ridden for an hour, you're somewhere else, you've had experiences and the sun hasn't even come up yet. Once you get to work, it's kind of like you know, I've already had a day. You just kind of want to, you know, add something to the middle of your work week that's fun.
A birdie bath, then work. Did I mention sunrise over the Sierras with a cup of coffee? There's far more to our day than work alone. Work truck delivery, Tulare County. No need for support staff. The bike will travel. With the drop-off complete, the journey home begins. The city. Cars, horns, teenagers with loose tongues. When you wear spandex, you are no longer human. Merely an object to be taunted. Black asphalt gives way to the fields. Countless fields. It's different now. 100 degrees and a headwind in my face. Did I mention I love the draft? There's my friend, the farm dog, out for his afternoon exercise. One of many roadside fruit stands. Spare change equals sweet nectarine. An energy boost from the heartland. I pull onto my block, driveway's empty except for one. The Subaru looks rested, ready for its weekend adventure in the mountains. Just another day at work. Dedicated to my 8-year-old son, who is angered by restful, lazy mornings which rob him of adventure. My name is Scott Harvey, and this is my short.
Music today by Track a Tiger, By Divine Right, and Mo Renee. I have no idea how to say that band's name. Absolutely no idea. But that's okay, because you can find out more information and download the day's songs at our website, www.dirtbagdiaries.com. The shorts are listener-driven. They come from you. If you've got a story, send it on to dirtbagdiaries@earthling.net. We love to hear from you. You can also find us on Facebook. Drop us a line. Be a friend. Support for the diaries comes from the good people at New Belgium. I've been digging that 2 Below ale, and the word on the street is that they will be introducing a totally new flavor early next year. That's right, sounds good. Visit them at newbelgium.com. Additional support comes from Patagonia. I'm Fitzka Hall, that was Scott Harvey, and you've been listening to the Dirtbag Diaries. Happy holidays.